weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
5:32, time to welcome a new voice to Cambridge 105. Her name is, he said optimistically that he'd get it right, Rosina Piovani.
Exactly. That's well done, guess. Julian.
Now, you're not from around here, are you?
I'm not. I'm actually from South America. I'm from Uruguay.
So that's quite a distance.
It is quite a distance, indeed.
So how did you get here, then?
Well...
And the answer isn't bicycle.
No, I got here by a plane.
Okay.
Yes. I could have gotten here by boat, but I didn't. Yeah, I got here by plane and about 2012, I would say. And then I went back to Uruguay for a while, and now I'm back.
Okay, and what do you do the rest of the time?
Well, I work for Cambridge University, and I'm married, so I live with my husband in Ely, and I'm also involved in some theatre projects.
And you've done radio before, haven't you, back
I
in
have,
Uruguay?
Yes, I have. I've done a hosting course and a conducting course, and announcing. I'm still familiarising myself with the terms in English.
I quite like conducting. It's quite
yeah,
nice.
Well, it's not a music, yeah. Conducting, but it's sort of, you know. And yeah, I had my own radio show, and some of my colleagues are actually listening today, so... Hi to them.
Oh gosh, hello.
Yes. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and now I'm really, really grateful to be here in Cambridge 105 to be part of the team.
And we're pleased to have you.
Thank you.
And you've been out and about already for
yes.
us. And where have you been?
So yeah, I was at Selwyn College for the Tiddlywinks Cambridge Open, which happened a couple of weeks ago. And it was a very, very interesting experience because... Obviously, for me, coming from South America, I had no idea about the existence
of
this game.
Never played Tiddlywinks before.
Ever. And also, I didn't even have, you know, I didn't even know the rules, how it was played, anything.
I wasn't aware there were rules. So.
Oh, there's lots of rules.
Okay.
And there's lots of terms associated with Tiddlywinks. So it's a very particular game, and it's played by lots of members of Cambridge University, professors and students, and they had this open, which I went to, and it was very, very, very interesting.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Other nations are before us with their Sputniks and explorers. What can confidence restore us? Not but
Saturday afternoon in Cambridge, and I'm here at the Selwyn College, where the members of the Tiddlywinks Club are playing the Cambridge Tiddlywinks Open, which happens at the start of each Lent term, coinciding with the club dinner which will be held tonight. Let's see what the players have to say.
So my name is Tim Hunt.
Tim Hunt, okay.
And I was a student here a very long time ago. For me, Tiddlywinks is a great excuse to come back to Cambridge and, you know, see my friends again and
yeah. So it is
do
quite
something
a social
silly.
Activity.
It's a very social activity. It's also a serious activity.
Okay.
In the room, we have one half of the pair that's about to challenge for the world singles title.
Brilliant.
They qualified last autumn by winning the national singles, so they get to challenge... I think they're planning to challenge in April.
How does somebody get into to play in Tiddlywinks?
Well, it's this thing. It's clearly a completely stupid way to spend your time.
Okay.
But it's actually a really good game.
Yeah.
And there's a great mixture of strategy and physical skill. I mean, I don't know why they show snooker on television. Tiddlywinks would be a much better game. It was invented about 60 years ago, in 1955.
Yeah.
There were some Cambridge undergraduates, and they wanted a sport at which they could beat Oxford. And they didn't fancy getting up early in the morning to go rowing, and they didn't want to roll around in the mud.
Yeah.
So they took the game of Tiddlywinks and made it a little bit more complicated and challenged Oxford. And almost every year since then, we have beaten the Oxford Tiddlywinks Club.
Have you? Wow.
It's one of the Cambridge's most successful varsity sports. The classic children's game of Tiddlywinks is quite simple. It's just flick your winks into the pot. The thing that makes the adult game a little bit more complicated and interesting is if you can land your tiddlywink on top of your opponent's, then you've sort of captured it.
Yeah.
That no one can play with a tiddlywink that's been covered up.
And that's called squapping, right?
Exactly,
because
that's squapping.
There's a lot of terminology associated with tiddlywinks,
yes,
which I actually found fascinating.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Patrick, hi. So you've been playing Tiddlywinks for how long?
Oh, since 1984.
Okay.
So just over 30 years now.
Yeah, and how is it? What do you enjoy about it?
Well, it's quite fun. I started originally just as something different to do and gradually got addictive, the idea of potting winks was fun and then getting good at the strategy and knowing when to play shots, being fairly successful. There's quite a lot of fun. People play it. People who play it tend to have a sense of humour.
Yes.
So be quite fun to do, and it just relieves the stresses from the day job, you know, and you can concentrate and get upset with other activities rather than real world.
So I saw that you have a bit of a set of squidgers there. Do you make them yourself, or do you buy them? How does it work?
Yeah, so the squidgers are the big disc that's used to play the winks, and you would use different squidgers for playing different shots.
I see.
Like choosing a club in golf. So I've got some. You know, my main squidger, I do most of my basic squats and pots with it, but occasionally I need a bigger one to get nurdled winks into the pot, or a little thin one to try to play shots close to the pot and try to manoeuvre piles to get my winks out from under the pile while keeping the enemy winks underneath it at the same time.
That sounds really interesting. It's a lot of strategy going on.
Well, you've got a mixture of the tactics, working out what will be the outcome of the shot, and then the strategy is working out where to play, where to attack, where to defend.
I see.
You've got a bit of both. You've got a bit of intellectual activity depending which shot to play, but you've got the manual dexterity then actually playing it, and you always need to know your limits.
So we're here with Andrew, who's secretary of the association. What do you do?
Not as much as I should do. So try to promote the game a bit around the world. I try to communicate with members of the English Tiddlywinks Association. I'm partly responsible for distributing Winking World magazine.
How do you fund the association? Do you get funds from somewhere, or it's just something?
There is a membership fee, but it's relatively cheap.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the colleges that we tend to play in don't charge us a ridiculous amount for the rooms. There are table fees for these things. The biggest problem we have is with equipment, that the mats, which are made out of some strange felt that's used for cladding antique cars, I believe. And there is a world shortage of small green tiddlywinks.
Really?
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Why? So we ordered a ridiculous number of tiddlywinks in the 1980s, and we only recently realised that a lot of the small greens were the wrong size when we thought we had about 2,000 winks left. But yeah, the big problem is that they're made by taking a rod of plastic and cutting it into slices, whereas everybody we can talk to would like to mould the winks, and if you mould them you get a seam around the edge, and then that changes how they play because it affects
exactly, because the squidger needs to go over the edge,
so then the
edge is very important.
On top of each other, then it's important that they can't get caught on the seam.
Sarah, I've heard you're the chair of the Tiddlywinks Association.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's wonderful to be involved with something that's such an active social sport, I guess. It's really nice coming to tournaments like this, arranging tournaments like this, where we can bring together people from all over the country. We can have a lot of very interesting but also sociable games, and we can have people. One of the things that's great is meeting new players. I mean, I've met a couple of new players who've just started playing the game very recently today, and yet we have people here. You've probably spoken to some of our other members who've been playing for absolutely decades. And it's one of the most rewarding things, actually, to see new people being introduced to the sport and playing alongside much more experienced players. It's one of the things I love about Tiddlywinks, actually, that although the game, obviously, as a beginner, you have a lot to learn. You start off at a fairly low level. And, I've been there myself. We all have. And it's great to see people playing alongside others of a much higher standard, which I think you don't necessarily get in other sports. And you get to really be coached by the much better players throughout your career. And, you know, it brings people together, all ages, all levels of experience.
That's great. That's fantastic. And it's great to see a woman here, because just for the listeners, you're the only woman playing today. But would it be, it's just a coincidence, or is this mainly a men thing, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's interesting. It is, generally speaking, a fairly male-dominated game, but I'm not really, I mean, which is not to say I'm the only woman by any stretch of the imagination. There are definitely other women who play, and they're not here today, but they do play.
Yeah.
But it is more heavily dominated by male players, and I really don't know why that is. I don't think I also think it's, you know, it's one of those things, the game goes through phases over time, and possibly there'll be, you know, more female players in the next couple of years. Who knows?
Yeah,
but at the moment, you definitely see that gender imbalance. But there's no reason, there's no physical reason for it.
No, of course, because anybody can play.
Anyone can play. I think it's just at the moment that's what the balance is. But, you know, in the future, that might well change. So.
Do you mind if I have a go?
Yeah, do have
Would
a go.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
I've never done this ever in my life. Here we have the red pot, of course, in the centre.
Yeah.
And all the wings are displayed around it just randomly.
Yeah.
And so let's say I play with yellow and green.
Yep. Yeah.
So Tim is here giving me the squid jet, so I'm going to give a go.
Right. I would use it just a bit more angled, like that.
Okay, so I have
and
to
just
put it...
And just rest on, you can rest on, you can sort of start on, and then stroke backwards.
Okay, I'm going to go backwards and see if it... Oh, I just
that
missed it!
That was very good.
Have was it?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, my God.
That was very close to going in.
Okay.
Just a bit more gentle.
I guess the distance from the edge of the wing gives you a bit of an idea of the angle
really,
it's going to find.
Because the key moment is as you slide off the back.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm going to have another go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, did you hear that?
The rim.
It touched
it. You heard that hit the rim. That's just...
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do it again. I need to pop one. At least one, right?
Yeah, you're so close.
No. It was
again, you're just a bit more... That's it.
I need to put more angle into it.
Yes!
Pop it! Thank you, Tim.
Doesn't it make such a beautiful noise? Isn't it?
That was brilliant. Yeah, thank you so much. That was excellent.
What can confidence restore? Not but tiddly wings.
Brilliant.
And there's an anthem and all.
Do you know the words?
No. I don't know the words. I really want to thank everybody at Selwyn College, really. Andrew, Tim, Patrick Barry, who is a world champion, actually, and ended up winning the Open. And also, I want to thank Chris Cummings, my friend, that really helped me with the editing. So thank you all.
That's brilliant. Thanks to all. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
Rosina, speaking about the Tiddlywinks Open Championships.